Well, Coach Osterhaus, it's time to preview the 2024 cross-country season here at PCM. You are a new coach this year, you know, stepping into the role, but you've been around the program. You know, you served in as an assistant with the girls team before, and you were also, you stepped in to fill in the interim for track and field as well. Can you kind of talk about what the transition has kind of been like for you to take over as new cross-country coach here at PCM?
The transition's been fairly smooth, being the assistant girls coach last spring and then moving to the interim head coach. Really helped transition into the cross country this fall, because I also, you know, got to know the boys team as well. And I knew the boys team from the past, but that helped, you know, with the transition from track into cross country, knowing the kids, knowing kind of who we were going to have out. And then also setting up workouts that'll transition from the spring into the fall.
You know, what are some of the, for you, I guess, some of the excitement, but also some of the challenges of having to build now, as you've taken over as head coach, now build your program and kind of pour into what you want this cross country program to look like?
I would say mainly excitement. You know, the challenges are there, yes, but we have great numbers both on the boys and the girls side this year. We have great talent on both sides. Both teams are also willing to work and willing to dedicate themselves to be really good. We're seeing that early already. Both teams have huge goals, and I'm very excited to see what we can accomplish. Luckily, and unfortunately, we don't have many seniors, so this is a young team. We're going to build on this team, and then the more success this team has, the more success the next teams have. So we're going to take the young teams, we're going to train them, you know, how to train properly, how to recover properly, and then how to race properly, and hopefully we end up with a good season.
Yeah, and last year you had the two straight qualifiers in Toby Durod and Lila Milani. You know, and on the girls' side of things, at that state qualifying meet at Pelletrissen, they just came a couple points short of qualifying for state. Do you feel like on the girls' side that gives them almost a little bit of a drive heading into this upcoming season?
Oh, absolutely. They felt that, you know, they missed it by 1 point. They felt that. They feel that now. And we have three really strong front runners, and Abby Teeter, Lila Milani, Bailey Wheeler. Those three are going to be a force in the front. And then we also have a couple great freshmen coming up that'll help fill that void with the 4 and 5 and Darby Durad and Annie Ford. We also have a couple of state returning varsity runners in Reagan Benoit and Ellie Helzebeck. So we're looking to really pick up where they left off last fall, hopefully gain some momentum, and hopefully get to Fort Dodge come November 2nd.
You know, at this point of the season here, as we're still a little ways from the season starting, but here kind of middle of the way of the month of August, what are you guys doing as a team to kind of prepare, and what are you doing as coach to kind of feel out what your lineup's going to look like?
Mainly, right now it's just hard work. And then through that hard work, we will kind of, you know, the cream rises to the top. We should be able to identify pretty quickly who we will be running, you know, on the varsity level. And luckily, most of these meets are combined events, so we won't have to separate junior varsity and varsity. So basically, everybody that's running in the top seven throughout the workouts are very similar to meets per se, kind of. So I should be able to determine a top seven lineup from the workouts that we're doing.
Is cross country kind of unique in the way that, you know, it's a sport where there is an off season, but there isn't really. You can't just end last season and not start running again until the start of this season and expect to be successful. So what's that kind of like to coach your athletes? You know, you can't directly coach them in the off season, but make sure that they're doing what they need to do.
Yeah, the important thing for the athletes to understand is without that off season work, it's very tough to be great, and we're striving to be great. And so just to be able to wrap your head around the monotony of running summer miles is hard, and it's hard to do it every day, but they have to have an end goal in mind of, you know, November 2nd, state meet, district meet, conference meet, whatever it is, that championship season. They have to know that those summer months are going to pay off come October, November.
What is the benefit of having such a young team that you have? You mentioned, you know, you have a lot of people that are just freshmen and sophomores, and, you know, sometimes that may be difficult, but sometimes that may be a huge advantage as well.
Yeah, I think it's a big advantage for us, because me being a new coach, now we can take those freshmen, sophomores, and we can put them in a training program that helps develop them over 4 years. So hopefully by the time these freshmen and sophomores go through this training program, now all of a sudden we're seeing all conference, all district, all state athletes throughout their 4 years, as we're able to transition them year after year and watch them grow.
Yeah, coach, and getting into the season, you know, cross country is not like a sport necessarily like football where you have people come and pack to the stands on a Friday night. You guys only get, you know, the one or two, I'm not sure exactly what this year is, the one or two home meets a year. But what's your encouragement for the community of PCM to come out to those when you do run at home to support these kids and show that, you know, cross country is just as significant as any other fall sport?
Yeah, you know, they're working as hard as anybody. And I think that we will see very developed teams by that point. I'm sure that we're going to start seeing some success on both the boys and the girls' side. We have a very good stacked meet this year. I think we have 10 teams coming total, which is much bigger than we've had in the past. And it's, you know, to be able to see your kids run in your backyard will be a pride thing. And to come watch them and watch their work pay off, very beneficial.